This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The University of Colorado has released information on its controversial presidential search. CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
CU attorneys met Friday with attorneys for the Daily Camera, which is suing for the release of a list of six semifinalists. As part of the negotiations, CU officially released information on five out of the six, but that information was already made public in December by the Colorado Independent. CU says it is withholding the name of the sixth candidate while the litigation is pending. The school ultimately picked Mark Kennedy for the job last May, amid controversy over votes he made as a member of Congress on same-sex marriage and abortion. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Tips to Safe to Tell, a hotline for students to report violence and threatening behavior, were down 13% last month in the midst of COVID-19. State Attorney General Phil Weiser is encouraging students to keep using the tip line to report safety concerns while homebound. Drugs and suicide threats continue to be two of the top categories reported. Officials say tips related to COVID-19 increased last month. Pueblo County School District 70 says school lunch service will resume on April 27th after a food service worker tested negative for COVID-19. Officials announced earlier that the worker had tested positive and suspended distributing school lunches. Officials say they're taking precautionary measures to clean and disinfect facilities before resuming the food service. 43 in Denver, 47 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.